You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.
Wait a minute, that's not right. Let's try it again. Welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for April 2008. This is issue number 277, our anniversary. If you'd like to write to us at the DX Audio Service, our address is 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. Telephone number is 360-382-1957. Email sales at nrcdxas.org. A subscription to the DX Audio Service for U.S. and Canadian members is $28. To Europe and elsewhere, it's $40. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep your cassettes. To subscribe, make your check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at the address that I just mentioned, or simply log on to our website at www.nrcdxas.org and sign up using our PayPal credit card system. You can also sign up to edxn.com and get your DX Audio Service on your computer or iPod player in stereo. A subscription to EDXN is only $15. Just point your browser to http://www.e-dxn.com and subscribe online with our PayPal credit card system. Or contact Wayne Heinen at Post Office Box 473251, Aurora, Colorado, 80047-3251 if you want to pay by check. Well, let's switch it over to Jerry Starr with a look at the AM switch. April Fool, here's Bill Hale.
Thanks again, Fred, and welcome everyone to AM Switch for the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for April 2008. Call letter changes, and we've got a batch of them for you this month, so sharpen up those pencils. Down on the low end of the dial, 540 KNOE Monroe, Louisiana has made the switch to KMLB. 790 WSKO Providence, Rhode Island, their new call is WPRV. 880 WNSG in Nashville, Tennessee, they've made the switch to WMDB. 900 WJJB in Brunswick, Maine, their new call, WWBK. 1230, a new station in Presidio, Texas, their call is KHUA, and they have a CP for 800 watts during the day, 710 watts at night, all non-directional. 1240 WYNY, Cross City, Florida, their new call, WMJQ. 1300 WTMM in Rensselaer, New York, has taken up the new call of WGDJ. 1330 WMJQ, Ontario, New York, they took the call of WYNY for a few days, but then they changed to WQCD, so that's the final answer for them, so far this month anyway. 1390 WLUA, Belton, South Carolina, their new call, WROP. 1400, a new station in Eureka, California. KIHH is their call, and that CP is for 790 watts day and night, all non-directional. Also on 1400, Langtree, Texas should have a new station on soon. Their call is KHTW, and they'll have 1,000 watts day and night, non-directional. 1430, WIL, St. Louis, Missouri. They've chosen KZQZ for a call, and yes, we've lost another three-letter call as WIL goes by the wayside. Two new stations on 1450, one in Eads, Colorado. KEHT is their new call. They'll have 250 watts day and night when they sign on. And also on 1450, Comstock, Texas, KOAH is their call. They'll have 1,000 watts day and night on their opening day. 1470, a new station has been granted call letters in Marathon, Texas, and those are KHRX. Their CP is for U2, that's daytime non-directional, nighttime directional, 10,000 watts during the day, and 250 watts at night. 1490, we'll also see two new stations come on the air pretty soon. Del Norte, Colorado is one of them. KHRJ is their call. They'll have 1,000 watts day and night non-directional. And in Richfield, Utah, KYHR, also on 1490, their CP is also for 1,000 watts day and night. 1600 KOPT, Eugene, Oregon, they've changed to KOPB. Turning now to construction permits, which have taken to the air over the past month, 710 WOR in New York City, CP has changed their antenna designation from U3 to U4, and it's now licensed, so change your logs to read U4, 50,000 daytime and 50,000 nighttime. One click up on the digital dial, WGCR 720 in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Last month, we announced that they were heard running their new 25-kilowatt transmitter on a testing mode. Well, now it's officially licensed. D1, 25,000 watts during the day and 15,000 watts critical hours power, and they are now on the air officially. 820 KUTR, Taylorsville, Utah, their CP for U8, 50,000 watts during the day, 2,500 watts at night, and 50,000 watts during critical hours. That U8 means they use the 50,000 watts as non-directional daytime and 2,500 watts nighttime, and the 50,000 CH is different patterns. 980 WTIX, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. They're now on with 1,300 watts during the day, 49 watts at night, non-directional, from the former site of WPIP 880 in Winston-Salem. 1010 WJXL, Jacksonville Beach, Florida. Their construction permit for U4, 50,000 watts during the day, 30,000 watts at night, is now licensed and on the air. 1060 WKMQ, Tupelo, Mississippi. They're now on with 960 watts during the day, 12 watts at night. They've added that night operation. 1330 WGFT, Campbell, Ohio. The request to delete the nighttime authorization has been granted, making them officially 500 watts during the day, so they're D3. 1420 WKCW, Warrenton, Virginia. Their construction permit for U4, 22,000 watts during the day, 60 watts at night, is now on. 1560 KGOW, Bel Air, Texas. They're now on with 50,000 watts during the day, 100 watts at night, directional night only, and that's U5 for antenna designation. Some actions over the past month: 610 CHNC, New Carlisle, Quebec, along with its relay, CHGM 1150 Gaspé, has been granted to move to FM using a total of 5 transmitters in New Carlisle, Carlton, Chandler, Gaspé, and Perce. The New Carlisle station will be on 107.1. The transmitter at Carlton will emanate on 99.1. Chandler's transmitter will be on 98.3. And Perce will be on 107.3. CHGM 1150 Gaspé will convert to 99.3. The station has requested a 6-month simulcast period as opposed to the normal 3, after which the AM licenses will be revoked. 820, a new station in Wilton, Minnesota, has been granted. U4, that's 2 different patterns, 15,000 watts during the day and 750 watts at night. 890 KJME, Fountain, Colorado. They've been granted 4,500 watts during the day, 550 watts at night, U4. 920 WURA, Quantico, Virginia. The CP mod has been granted for U4, 7,000 watts during the day, 970 watts at night. It was 2,000 watts during the day, but they've just upped it to 7,000. 950 WPEN, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Their nighttime auxiliary facilities of N3, that's directional at night, 3,800 watts, has been granted. 1,100 WZFN, Dilworth, Minnesota. Their CP has been granted for U7, 50,000 watts during the day, 440 watts at night, 22,000 watts during critical hours, and that U7 is 3 different patterns. 1,260 KBSZ, Apache Junction, Arizona. A CP has been granted for 320 watts daytime, 50 watts at night, U1, and that's moving from 1250 at Wickenburg. KLO 1430 in Ogden, Utah. KLO 1430 Ogden, Utah. Just a few years ago, they were U2, nighttime directional only, 5,000 watts all the time. Then they stepped it up to 10,000 watts. Now they've been granted 25,000 watts daytime, and they're staying with their 5,000 watts at night with 2 different patterns, so they're U4. 1440 WDOW, Dowagiac, Michigan. Their CP has been granted for U1, 2,300 watts during the day and 89 watts at night. KGBA 1490, Heber, California. Their CP has been granted to move to Heber from Calexico. They'll have 500 watts daytime and nighttime, all non-directional. 1540 WOGR, Charlotte, North Carolina. They've been granted 2400 watts daytime only, and that's directional, so they're D3. And 1580 WPGY, LEJ, Georgia. CP has been granted for 500 watts daytime only, non-directional, moving from 1560. Well, some new stations have been granted. Sweetwater, Florida will see a new 880 soon. They've been granted a U4, 4,000 watts during the day, 5,000 watts at night. 1260, Many Farms, Arizona, new station, has been granted U4, 1,000 daytime watts and 250 watts at night. 1340 in Silver City, New Mexico, will have 1,000 watts during the day, 850 watts at night, all non-directional. A new station on 1420 in Crescent City, California, they've been granted U2, 1,000 watts daytime, 250 watts at night, from two brand new towers. 1450, a new station in Waterville, Washington, has been granted 1,000 watts during the day, 500 watts at night, U1. And 1450, Dunbar, West Virginia, will see a new station pop on the air, 1,000 watts day and night, all non-directional. Three station licenses have been canceled this past month and their call letters deleted. WCFI, Ocala, Florida. They were cited for emergency action system violations along with problems with their tower. 1440 KMLB, Monroe, Louisiana, no reason given for that cancellation. And 1600 WMHG in Muskegon, Michigan, they're gone. Their license was surrendered by the licensee to satisfy conditions opposed by the February grant of the license for expanded band station WDSS 1680 in Ada, Michigan. Well, some other news from here and there. A significant portion of Los Angeles's KFI 640's new tower fell as it was being installed on the afternoon of March 18th. One construction worker suffered injuries that at press time were believed to be minor. KFI began construction on the new tower March 15th and said it is in close contact with the tower company to determine exactly what happened. Well, some fines were announced. WNOV 860 Milwaukee, Wisconsin was fined $4,000 for violations of Section 73.1206 of the FCC rules, which deal with the broadcasting of telephone conversations. KRAE 1480 Cheyenne, Wyoming was fined $4,200 for repeated violations of the commission's rules having to do with antenna fencing. Silent stations this past month, 910 WRFV, Wellborn, Florida, WSEV, Sevierville, Tennessee on 930 is off, KDUN 1030, Reedsport, Oregon, KBPO 1150, Port Neches, Texas, WIPS 1250, Ticonderoga, New York, WBVA 1450, Bayshore, and WVAB 1550, Virginia Beach, Virginia, which share a tower which was vandalized. However, back on, KAXX 1020 Eagle River, Alaska, with adult contemporary music, and KXLQ 1490 Indianola, Iowa, now in Spanish. Well, my thanks go out to Russell Curry, Wayne Heinen, Dean McIntyre, Jerry Starr, Hakan Sundman, Ernie Wasilowski, and Dave White for Tidbits Used this month, and of course, I thank you for listening. If you have any items for AM Switch or have any questions about this month's column, please email me at w_r_hale@sbcglobal.net. I look forward to hearing from you. Well, coming up next is John Bowker with the next installment of the Travelogue. John?
National Radio Club.
Well, thanks very much, Bill Hale. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Travelogue. Let's see. Fred, our hats are all tipped in your direction once again. It doesn't seem like it's been a year since we had this same kind of thought process, but 1985 to 2008, carry the seven, that's 23 years of the DX audio service that you have put together. What a remarkable achievement. Well, today we begin our fifth installment of the new Travelogue series. We're going to go along the Atlantic coastline in South Carolina. We're going to start right next to the Georgia border and listen to something coming from Hilton Head. Now, the recordings you'll hear today all were recorded in 1993, with the exception of about five that came in 2005, and I'll be identifying those as we go along. But let's go back to 1993 as we begin the April 2008 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
The island source for news and information. You're listening to AM 1130, WHHR, Hilton Head. NBC Radio News.
Now, WHHR has an interesting history. It came on the air in August, it says here, 1986, and operated under WHHR for a time, then changed to WHHQ, then changed back to WHHR. And then on January 1st, 1995, it changed for the last time.
Sports Talk Radio for the Coastal Empire and Lowcountry. ESPN Radio 1130, WFXH Hilton Head.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Curt Schilling made his much-anticipated return as a Red Sox starter.
Now, note one thing. WFXH is in the Eastern Time Zone, the same as Bloomberg at 1130 in New York. Kilowatt during the daytime, but 500 watts at night. And, of course, they will be switching to night pattern a little bit later than New York City because they're further west. So that might be something to go after, I suppose. Now, the transmitter for this next station is somewhat inland from the coastline of South Carolina along the Atlantic Ocean, but with 10,000 watts during the daytime hours, they claim coverage into a whole bunch of shoreline communities, as you'll hear in their ID. Of course, at night at 1270 on the dial with 200 watts, they don't quite get out that far. Let's listen.
You're listening to the Lowcountry's best variety.
A Bocock communication station.
WBHC-FM, WHGS-AM. Hampton, Buford, Hilton Head, Walterboro.
The new Cruise 92.
Now, among the many humorous things that Linda and I noticed as we traveled up the Atlantic coast through the Carolinas were the two ways of pronouncing B-E-A-U-F-O-R-T. In North Carolina, it's Beaufort, but in South Carolina, it's Beaufort. So here we go to Beaufort, South Carolina, 960 AM.
Your home for warm music and wonderful
AM 960, AM 960,
B-E-A-U, Beaufort, South Carolina.
Now, WBEU went silent in 1996 and was sold and never came back on the air in Beaufort, at least at 960. But if we swing up the dial to 1490, we still have sound on our radio there.
You're listening to AM Stereo, 1490, WVGB, Beaufort, Hilton Head.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to give a good God bless you to Chicago. Quiet. I want you to be loud, loud, and loud some more.
Well, okay, and as we drive north along the Atlantic coast in South Carolina, we come to the city of Charleston, a city of 100,000 people. They have a number of radio stations. As a matter of fact, let's go back to 1993 for this first cut of the station at 7:30 on the dial.
In every great city, there's a great radio station. In Charleston, it's Power 73, WPAL.
For the very finest in spiritual and gospel music, keep your dial set to WPAL Radio. For Brother JC and the Glory Bro, this is Charleston.
And 12 years later, we updated our tuning at 7:30.
It's Monday and Tuesday. We'll most likely feel some effects from Katrina. I'm Storm Team 2 meteorologist Rob Fowler on Progressive 7:30.
Talk radio for the rest of Charleston. This is Progressive 7:30.
WLTQAM Charleston.
And right in the metro area of Charleston, we have the community called, in some logs, Dorchester, and in others, Dorchester Terrace. Well, either way, it's at 910 on the dial.
Don't miss out on Charleston's 2003 Golf Course of the Year, the Links at Stono Ferry on the Intercoastal Waterway.
ESPN Radio, 910 The Team. WTMZ, Dorchester Terrace, Brentwood, Charleston, in service from Kirkman Broadcasting.
Now, if we go up to 1250 on the dial, we come to the second of the three Citadel AM stations in Charleston. This is the granddaddy of them all, WTMA. They're operating 5,000 watts days and 1,000 watts at night.
Ron, I gotta run. Thanks for the call. Thank you, everyone. Your input, very valuable this morning.
WTMA,
hey, have a great Monday. We'll see you tomorrow, same time.
NBC Radio News. A world view due from President Clinton an hour from now when he addresses the United Nations.
Up at 1390 on the dial in Charleston, we come to a station whose call letters I always thought should have been given to a beautiful music FM station. But they didn't. They gave it to a sports station in Charleston, WXTC.
You've been listening to American Sports Network. Listen on, America.
Sports Radio 1390, WXTC AM, Charleston.
Washington News Desk, this is Charles Miller. The inhabitants of a two-year experiment dubbed a 20th century Noah's Ark are about to emerge from the five-story biosphere located in Oracle, Arizona.
And we have some interesting city names in this area, too. This is an AM-FM station with separate IDs, and the FM IDs first.
WSSP, Goose Creek, Charleston, WUJM, AM, Charleston.
Millions of people supplement their diets with garlic for its helpful benefits. This is Larry King.
Now, that recording was from 1993, and we were back in 2005 to hear this.
Expected to make landfall as a hurricane could be giving us heavy rains for early next week. I'm meteorologist Justin Locke. That's your weather forecast for CNN Radio 1450.
24-hour news source, CNN Radio 1450, WQNT, Charleston, a service of Kirkman Broadcasting.
It's noon Eastern on this Friday. Welcome to Headline News. I'm Kathleen Kennedy.
Well, okay, if we get back in our car now and drive north up the coast about an hour's time, we come to the city of Georgetown, South Carolina.
For NewsDog 1400, I'm Tom Churchill.
WGTN, Georgetown.
WGTN. Mike Gallagher Show announcer Peter Reif with you on the best of the Mike Gallagher Show.
WGTN is at 1400 on the dial, and if we swing up the dial another 70 kilohertz, we come to another Georgetown station.
For Faith for the Family, WLMC 1470 on the AM dial, the best in gospel, and God bless you real good.
WLMC, the soul of Georgetown.
And I see that Georgetown has a CP for a new station there, too, which, of course, we have not heard. Well, okay, and no sooner do we leave the Georgetown area than we enter the resort community of Myrtle Beach, or as some are calling it, Branson East.
Steve, Debbie, and Dave in the morning, and the Radio Factor with Bill O'Reilly from noon to 2, AM 1450, WQJM Myrtle Beach.
CBS News, this is Barry Bagnato in Washington.
Now, I really can't just go north without pointing out that another transmitter somewhat inland, again, claims to be covering all kinds of shoreline communities. And here it is.
Weeknights only on ESPN Classic. Get ESPN Classic.
The team is WIQB Conway.
WXJY Georgetown Poly Island.
WJXY Conway Myrtle Beach.
Cumulus Media Station.
ESPN Radio.
The team.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Mark Kestisher. The Florida Marlins have won 8 of the last 12 games.
And then, just before we reach the North Carolina border, we come through the community of North Myrtle Beach. And I love this ID. I just wish it were a little clearer.
You're listening to WNMB, which plays all the great oldies all the time. But I'm not an oldie. But maybe I will be someday.
AM 900 WNMB, North Myrtle Beach.
WNMB News is brought to you exclusively by Sand Hills Bank in North Myrtle Beach.
Well, I thought you might enjoy that. Hope you enjoyed our little trip up the coast. Oh, and speaking of trips, I sure hope you're planning to be in Pittsburgh at the end of August for the National Radio Club Convention. It should be a real wowsy doozy. It's our 75th anniversary, and Fred's got all the information. He's going to tell you all about it, I know. So, let's see. With Fred there and Mark Durenberger next, that leaves us saying so long. We'll see you next month.
Thank you, John, and welcome everyone to the next in our series of multi-part band scans. Traditionally, we've focused on the 45 or so clear channels, the 1Es and 1Bs, once the province of the 50-kilowatt flamethrowers, but this time I thought we'd go end-to-end, from 540 to the X-band. And what better place to set down our radios than smack in the middle of the mythical Lake Wobegon?
National Radio Club!
That place in central Minnesota made so famous by Garrison Keillor on Prairie Home Companion. No one knows exactly where Lake Wobegon is located, but when we listen to the clues on Prairie Home Companion and we see the nearby Lake Wobegon Trail near Holdingford, we can reasonably conclude that our lake cabin near Uppsala is somewhere near the center of this mythical area, and a good place from which to open the radios. Because the electrical interference we talked about last month has been reduced by careful manipulation and turning circuit breakers off and doing the things that we chatted about, until it's pretty much negligible up here. We're also blessed by the fact that there are no nearby AMI box stations to cover things up, so most of the channels are open. With this low electrical noise level, we're actually able to reach out for daytime ground wave more than 100 miles in all directions. But up here, the price we pay is that instead of electrical noise, we're now dealing with that residual radio band noise, a different kind of background, and we'll ask your forgiveness if a distant station among our several hundred captures doesn't come whipping in here as quietly as a local. This band scan, as we said, is end-to-end and will be a rather ambitious undertaking. We intend to provide information on the power and antenna systems for each station we receive, as well as a station break snippet from each. So we have a lot of ground to cover, and honestly, I don't know how long this will take. But in deference to those of our listeners who like to keep these reports contiguous, we'll stay at this in consecutive monthly columns until we finish. So good luck and thanks in advance for your patience. And we'll start on the low end of the band where there are a lot of heritage stations in the upper Midwestern states. 540, a Canadian clear, the nearest station, is in Fort Dodge, Iowa, some 230 miles distant. It's a 5,000-watt, two-tower directional station, actually pointing straight away from us. So the catch of KWMT is really a treat.
Dependable local news. Depend on AM 540 KWMT Fort Dodge.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The Bush administration gets even with the ACLU in court in Ohio.
At night, KWMT drops to 170 watts, protecting Canada's clear channel stations. Now, though, there's a construction permit for a low-power station in nearby Sauk Rapids, Minnesota, and we'll watch for that one. 550 brings us to KFYR in Bismarck at 300 miles. KFYR is 5,000 watts non-directional daytime and directional north at night.
Call Vet Communications today at 1-888-475-4278 and ask for the unlimited local and long-distance bundle. Some restrictions apply.
AM 550, KFYR, Bismarck.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The Bush administration gets even with the ACLU in court in Ohio.
WEBC Duluth occupies 560 in our part of the country. It's another 5-kilowatter, three towers, directional northeast and southwest by day, and hard northwest by night. And it's 140 miles from our radios.
Now I read to my children.
Rotary, humanity in motion.
The Northland's number one choice for high school sports. The Fan 560. WEBC. Duluth Superior.
The Fox National Sports Report starts right now.
More news involving Michael Vick and dog fighting.
WNAX Yankton on 570 once boasted that it had the largest land area coverage in the country. Well, its low frequency did give it a leg up, but it certainly couldn't match the energy of a 50,000-watt signal. So we'll treat that pronouncement as promotional zeal. But it does get out. Indeed, it does. 5,000 watts day and night, non-directional day, and directional northwest at night, from three towers 250 miles away.
Four better with the S&P 1 higher. That's a look to your markets here on Radio 570 WNAX.
Celebrating 85 years of broadcasting in 2007. This is Radio 570 WNAX, Yankton.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Not all the storms tracked by the National Hurricane Center are outside their headquarters.
There's nothing around here on 580. The nearest station is WKTY in La Crosse, Wisconsin, and they're not putting any signal up here on the prairie. 590, on the other hand, now KXSP, for many decades boasted the famous call letters WOW. Omaha is 330 miles away, and KXSP is operating 5,000 watts non-directional day and night. It's one of the very few regional stations in this part of the band, in this part of the country, that isn't directional at night.
And until they're 4'9" booster kids, don't let them down.
Go to boosterseat.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
He might drink the Kool-Aid, but he can't keep it down. It's Matt Peralt and The Big Show. Weekdays from 2 to 6 on the mighty Big Sports 590. KXSP, Omaha, Council Bluffs, Fox, National Sports Report starts right now.
If it isn't Pac-Man, it's Michael Vick.
If you're good with a loop antenna, you have a choice of several 600 stations from our cabin deck. But the one that came in best was a mere 220 miles distant in Jamestown, North Dakota. KSJB operates three towers in a bow tie pattern day and night, with the major lobes headed northeast and southwest, and coincidentally a null in our direction. So we were lucky to copy this one.
A Red River on-farm yield trial and wheat fungicide research plot tour on tap in the week ahead. On Monday, they'll be at Oakley at the Ray Swenson Farm Plot.
Broadcasting from the Buffalo Mall, meeting the needs of listeners across five states and two Canadian provinces, with news, weather, and music services for 70 years. This is KSJB, Jamestown, North Dakota.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albion.
Back to Duluth we go, and another heritage station, KDAL on 610, about 150 miles away. They've been there forever, operating 5,000 watts non-directional day and directional north at night from Duluth. Their towers are down at Lake Superior level, but their signal encounters some serious rock on the hill separating Duluth from the rest of the world south, so we're lucky to get much of a signal at all.
Number one in news, weather, and sports, 610, KDAL Duluth Superior.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Tragedy this morning in the Orlando suburb of Sanford.
There's a 50-kilowatter on 620 over in Milwaukee, that's WTMJ, but their daytime signal is pointed due south and well away from us. So we settle for 1,000 watts from KMNS in Sioux City, Iowa, at 260 miles. Their daytime signal is northwest, away from us, so this, too, is a pretty lucky catch.
Let's pause here 10 seconds for station identification on the Twins Radio Network.
Siouxland's home for continuous sports coverage. Fox Sports Radio 620 KMNS Sioux City. The Fox online at 620KMNS.com.
Juan Uribe leads off for the Sox in the bottom of the third. Twins are leading 6-3.
At night, KMNS delivers a three-leaf clover pattern from its three towers, protecting Milwaukee and others. 630 is a famous frequency around here from the rock and roll days when it was known to the Twin Cities metro audience as 63 KDWB. Its current call letters are also famous, though for generations, WDGY had been on competitive rocker 50 kilowatt 1130. The KDWB call remains on FM in Minneapolis, and ironically, the WDGY call letters are now on 63. The station operates 1,000 watts day and 2,500 watts at night, a little unusual, heading in our direction from about 100 miles to our southeast. And instead of rock and roll, they're now called Radio Ray.
Invente su propio grito en LuckyMN.com. Solo 18 años o mayores.
¿Qué te dijo ese bigote de cepillo?
Nada nuevo. Nada nuevo.
Radio Ray. En las ciudades gemelas. La ley.
Oiga. Acuérdese que todavía tengo aquí el boleto. Nadie me ha dicho. Nadie me ha dicho.
Now to the first group of U.S. Clear Channel 1As. WOI is on 640 in Ames, Iowa, 255 miles away, with 5,000 watts non-directional day and 1 kilowatt at night, headed northeast, away from Los Angeles. Their two-tower directional nighttime antenna has protected the left coast since WOI first went on the air in the 1940s, I believe, and Clear Channel KFI tried to stop them, but the best they could get was protection from WOI. Today, of course, it's irrelevant.
I am. You're jeopardizing my career, my family, to come all the way over here for this.
When bad things happen to good Samaritans this week.
Saturday at 1 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m. on Iowa Public Radio.
For over 80 years, this is AM 640 WOI, Ames, Des Moines. Public radio from Iowa Public Radio and Iowa State University. Find more information from the internet. iowapublicradio.org.
From NPR News in New York, this is Talk of the Nation.
650 is another famous clear in the home of WSM Nashville from almost the first day it went on the air. And here's a little-known factoid about this station. While it remained in place in the great big dial switch of 1941, WSM had actually at one time been on 1060 when it lit up in 1925, as well as on 940, 880, and 890 before it settled on 650 in 1928. Normally, during the day, we could copy the secondary station on 650 because it's in northern Minnesota, but with a powerhouse next door on 660, there was nothing on the WSM channel but sideband splatter. And so we moved to 660, another famous 1A, and around here, the frequency is covered by WBHR Sauk Rapids, 10,000 watts just a few dozen miles away, two towers beaming northeast by day, and three towers pushing 500 watts straight away from New York City at night.
It's Midtown Global Market Friday. Tickets available for Saints games through Sunday. Call 651-644-6659 for tickets or visit saintsbaseball.com.
Saints Baseball, the great outdoors. If you ain't had your fun today, you better grab your...
Minnesota's home for the Chicago Cubs. 660 WBHR, Sauk Rapids, St. Cloud, the Bear.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
Reynolds, Venus Williams was 2 points from bowing out at Wimbledon in the opening round. Now she's two sets from another title at the All England Club.
660 sideband splatter again will keep 670 out of our radios, though we're well within the protected coverage area of WSCR Chicago. Sorry. Nothing on 680 either. St. Joseph, Missouri is just too far away for daytime copy. The 690 Canadian clear is another story. KFXN is a daytimer out of Minneapolis, towers about 100 miles away, and their three sticks send the signal away from us. So copying their 500 watts was nice. I said daytimer because at night they operate a mighty 4 watts in the same direction. I get a kick out of their coverage map. According to their sales folks, they cover half of Minneapolis at night from their tower site on the west side of town. But we all know 4 watts isn't enough to cover the station's parking lot.
Hey, this is Chris Myers. Hope you'll join me weekdays at 2 for the Drive on Fox right here on All Sports 690. KFXN Minneapolis, St. Paul. The score.
The Fox National Sports Report starts right now.
Twins doubling up the stocks.
Well, I can see Fred hanging with one hand from the wall clock and waving frantically with the other, so I guess our time is up. Mark Dernberger for the DX Audio Service. We're in the beginning of a multi-part band scan from Lake Wobegon. We'll see you next month with part two. Till then, good listening, DXers.
Hello, DXers. Ken Onischuk back here in sports. And it's time for Major League Baseball in 08. And I got a lot of stuff here, so I hope Fred gives me a lot of time. Arizona out of Phoenix, 620 in English, KTAR plus 18. Greg Schulte, Darren Sutton, Tom Candiotti. Spanish 1400, KSUN plus two others, Miguel Quintana. Houston in English, 740, KTRH, Brett Dolan and Dave Raymond. And some home games with Milo Hamilton. Spanish 1010, KLAT with Francisco Ruiz and Alex Trevino. Atlanta on 640, WGST, Pete Van Weeren, Skip and Chip Carey, and 94.9 WBL. Milwaukee on the powerhouse, 620 WTMJ, Bob Uecker and Jim Powell and the network all over Wisconsin. St. Louis on mighty KTRS 550, Mike Shannon and John Rooney there. Chicago Cubs, 720 WGN and a network of all over the place, Pat Hughes and Ron Santo. Los Angeles, 790, KABC and 18 others, Ben Scully, Rick Monday, and Charlie Steiner. Spanish, 930, KHJ with three broadcasters. San Francisco, 680, KNBR, Jim Miller, Greg Papa, Dave Fleming on a 13-station network. Spanish, 1170, KLOK, Erwin Higuera, and Tito Fuentes. Florida, hello, Mike Lance has moved to the 790 spot, WAXY. With Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner, and Spanish 1140 WQBA, Fila Ramirez and Yiki Quintana. Next, we have the Mets on 660 WFAN, Howie Rose and Wayne Hagen, and Spanish 1280 WADL. Washington on 1500 WWT. Plus 820, 1077, and seven others. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagelar there. San Diego is in Mexico, of course. On 1090 Express out of Tijuana with Jerry Coleman, Ted Leitner, Andy Mazur. Spanish 860, XCMO, Ed Ortega, Juanavia. Cincinnati on the mighty 700, WLW in eight states, affiliates. With Marty and Tom Brenneman and Jeff Brantley. National League Champs Colorado on 850 KOA, which I enjoyed here at night after a local went off the air. Jeff Kingery and Jack Corrigan and affiliates in eight states. Spanish is on 1090 KMXA, night home games only with Tony Guevara. Pittsburgh 104.7 WPGB. And affiliates in about five states with Lanny Fratteri, Greg Brown, Bob Walk, and John Wehner. Philadelphia on the mighty 1210 WPHT with Harry Callis, Chris Wheeler, Larry Anderson, and Spanish on 1480. American League. Baltimore. The Orioles on 105.7 WHFS and 24 affiliates with Joe Angel and Fred Manfra. The Los Angeles Angels have moved to 830 KLAA with Rory Marcus and Terry Smith, Spanish on KWKW. Oakland on 1550 KYCY with Ken Korak, Vince Contronio, Ray Fossey. Toronto on 590 CJCL and 25 others, Alan Ashby, Jerry Howarth and Mike Wilner. Cleveland, 1100 WTAM, Tom Hamilton and Mike Hegan. Seattle, 1000 Como and 42 others, Dave Niehaus, Rick Riz, and Dave Sims. Texas in English, 1080 KRLD, Eric Nadel, Victor Rojas, 1270 in Spanish, KRLC, Elenio Ornelas and Jose Guzman. Tampa Bay, 1250 WHNZ and 620 WDAE. Why? That's what the internet said. And 15 others with Andy Freed and Dave Wills. Spanish 680 WGES with Enrique Olio and Ricardo Tavares. Boston on 680 WRKO, Joe Castiglione and Dave O'Brien in a big network for the world champs. Kansas City has moved to a nice non-directional station, which I can hear here at night. 610 KCSP with Denny Matthews and someone else they haven't mentioned, with affiliates in about six states. Detroit on 1270 WXYT, Jim Price and Dan Dickerson in a nice network in Michigan and Ontario. Minnesota, 1500 KSTP, John Gordon, Dan Gladden, and Chris Atterbury, and affiliates all over the Midwest and up in Manitoba, I believe. Chicago White Sox on 670 WSCR with Ed Farmer and Steve Stone, plus 23 affiliates. And Spanish on some games, 1200 WRTO. And finally, the New York Yankees, 880 WCBS with Susan Waldman and John Sterling. I know Arena Football League started up. I tried to check stations out, but none were given out. The only thing I know is the Chicago team is on 670 WSCR on the weekends. Other than that, the teams just wouldn't release their radio stations. And anybody knows updated stuff, just give me a call. You know my number, 815-838-2179. Leave it on the answering machine or whatever, and we'll update things.
At this time, please turn over your tape to side two.